For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
1 minute horn has sounded at Fairgrove as both teams now back on the floor getting ready for second half play with Mountain Home leading by 13, 39 to 26 in a very up and down first half of play. Both teams went zone the entire way, only broke out of that in the closing minute just to give a little more pressure up floor. But I would expect that both teams would continue to play their zone during this second half, as for the most part, it was effective. Both teams hit three from outside, not for lack of trying, as they did take a number of shots from outside, but only able to convert on three. On the boys' side of the ledger, the Van Buren Citizens Bank Tournament is coming up this weekend on the 29th, 30th, and 1st. That is at Claire Bates Arena in Van Buren. Mountain Home will have the 4 o'clock game, the first game of the tournament, on the 29th. And they'll play again on Friday and then on Saturday. And I hope I'm not butchering this name, but they are playing Subiaco. I'm guessing that's right. Not from down there, folks. Sorry, please don't write your producers and whatnot complaining about me not being able to say that name. My apologies right out of the chute. As we start the second half, it is Lady Bomber basketball. And they will look inside with a high post pass to Anna Grace Foreman. And it goes down to the low post, and a foul is notched up on Buffalo. So they get a quick foul to start this second half, and it's on Bethany Lancaster. So Lancaster, who picked up three, now has her fourth, and with 24 seconds expired in this second half, Lancaster has to come out, and I would assume we won't see her again until the fourth quarter. As the three is off the mark, a rebound by Buffalo, and the Lady Bison will still face that zone defense before a kick out and a skip pass cross court. Leads to a baseline jumper by Emily Rice. It's no good. Tipped around. Finally hauled in by Foreman. Foreman up ahead and in transition. A dribble drive in by Peyton Husky and a foul. And a hard foul as both players go down in a heap. Husky will pop up. And the foul is called on Kate Gilbert inside. First foul on Kate Gilbert, giving it back to Buffalo.
Move your feet.
A 13-point Lady Bomber advantage. We have played 70 seconds, and here is an open court steal again. This time it is taken away by Kate Gilbert. Gilbert then will get it to Husky, and Peyton travels.
Hey, go!
And that is the play where if you hit Peyton Husky in stride, it's an easy layup. But she was off a half a step. And instead of taking that dribble, she just took the extra step and ends up turning it over. No scoring yet here in this third quarter as a long-range three may have been tipped. Emily Rice didn't come anywhere hitting it. This time they will hit and transition Kate Gilbert. Perfectly timed on the footwork, and she lays it in with the right hand. 41-36, Mountain Home. Shot on the other end that goes awry. A rebound by Kate Gilbert. Up the floor to Foreman. She's got eight. And a four-point scoring burst by the Lady Bombers in back-to-back possessions has up to a 43-26 Mountain Home lead. Shot blocked down on the baseline out of bounds, and it will stay with Buffalo. And Tom Stokes or the Lady Bison will take a timeout. It's a full timeout, 43-26, Mountain Home leading Buffalo. We will step aside for 30 seconds as this is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
43-26, Lady Bombers on top of the Lady Bison after four quick points. First by Kate Gilbert as she was hit in transition for an easy layup, and then Gilbert started it all on the other end, getting it to Anna Grace Foreman. So back-to-back possessions with buckets, and Tom Stokes takes a timeout for Buffalo. Lady Bison will trigger on their own baseline from the short corner. They stack all four players on the opposite side of the lane, an odd formation on the inbound play, and they have to heave it all the way out to midfloor as nobody was open cutting to the basket. They get it to Courtney Austin at midfloor. She yo-yos with the left hand, drives to the left wing, fires up a three that hits the iron three times, caroms high in the air, and this time the Lady Bombers will try again for that transition bucket. And we'll go out of bounds, but a foul is called. It is called on Kate Gilbert. Second personal foul on Kate Gilbert. And that is also the second Lady Bomber foul. Only one Buffalo foul so far in this second half. As Austin head of the circle, she is just hounded by Peyton Husky, has to kick it out for a three from the right wing that won't go for Emily Payne. Long rebound tracked down by by Peyton Husky. Husky's layup no good, picked up by Emma Martin. Martin has it stripped free. Courtney Austin in transition the other way for Buffalo. She is fouled in the act of shooting, and Courtney Austin will go to the line to shoot two. The Emily Payne foul is her second. And Courtney Austin, who is 6 of 7 at the stripe, hits the front end of two. Leah Jackson comes in. She will give Peyton Husky a quick breather. Free throw number two is down the well.
Get the ball.
So the Lady Bombers go back to work and a skip pass cross court, nearly taken away by Buffalo, but it ends up back in the hands of the Lady Bombers, and Emma Martin will stop and pop from 10 and knock it down. 45-28, Lady Bombers continue to stretch out their lead. It's up to 17. So a couple of timely buckets and timely plays, and Courtney Austin gets one of those timely shots for Buffalo as she knocks down a three. Her first basket in the second half, 45-31, Mountain Home. A little triangle offense for the Lady Bombers on the right side with a high post, a low post, and a wing. They will get into the low post where Anna Grace Foreman will turn, square, shoot, score, and get fouled. So a hoop and a harm. That is the third foul on Emily Rice on Buffalo. So a couple of subs come in, and Anna Grace Foreman very quietly has gotten into double digits. As that basket gave her 10, she shoots for 11, and it is good. So she has gotten her lone free throw that she has tried tonight, and the lead is back out to 17, 48-31. Reached the midway point of the third quarter. Madison Andrews works off a screen up front, gets it to Courtney Austin, right side for Buffalo. Shot no good, and then Courtney Austin steals the pass away as the Lady Bombers were looking to run. Austin drives, fouled, and she'll shoot a couple. As the foul is on Anna Grace Foreman, as she commits her third. So Austin at the line. See activity on the Lady Bombers side as the first of two is good. And Kyra Penn will come in. Penn checks in for Anna Grace Foreman.
We can get a bucket back, but I can't get a foul. Just let her shoot and catch up later.
Second free throw is good. Good coaching philosophy we just heard as Courtney Austin comes away with a steal after the interior pass to the high post was taken away. Austin will drive for Buffalo and a hand check. And this one goes on Peyton Husky. Said, you know what? We can get a bucket back, but we can't get a foul back. On a wide open layup, let her shoot the layup. And then he paused for 5 seconds and says, or block it, one of the two. Huh. 48-33, Lady Bombers lead by 15. And off the long-range three, a rebound for the Lady Bombers. It is tipped off of Buffalo and out of bounds back to Mountain Home. And another open court steal just thrown right to Courtney Austin, who lays it in on the other end. So Buffalo will not go away. That makes it a 13-point game, 48-35. Skip pass cross court for Lady Bombers. Ends up baseline left to Emily Payne. Payne does a great job on a pump fake to get the defense in the air, steps around, knocks down a 15-footer. She's fouled, and she'll try to finish a three-point play. Foul is on Courtney Austin, her second. Leah Jackson back in for Lady Bombers is Emily Payne with her first points, and she will attempt her first free throw. And it is good. So Payne gets another free throw. She's got three. 51-35, lead back to 16.
You're not allowed to dribble.
With 2:50 remaining, third quarter.
No foul, Payne.
Wing left side, Jacobs. We'll get it to Austin. And Austin has done all the work, and she forces one up that's no good. Rebound falls off to Maddie Jacobs. Jacobs' shot no good. The long rebound this time into the hands of Courtney Austin from 18. That shot won't go, and then it's stolen away. Austin ends up getting it again, and an offensive foul is called on Buffalo. An offensive foul called on Courtney Austin, her third. That is the fourth Buffalo foul, and while it's a good break for the Lady Bombers, didn't quite see that inside, as Courtney Austin was in the middle of three Lady Bombers. Looks like she just spun to the rack and ends up getting caught with an offensive foul, but then Lady Bombers will give it right back. Lady Bombers throw it away on the far side. It was out of bounds right in front of the Fairgrove student body that is assembled five rows deep over on the bleacher seating across the way. And Buffalo will look for the pass all the way from the head of the circle down below post. And a foul called on Sophia Robbins. I told him I would try it one time. He said I had to try to roll my tongue when I said that, and I can't roll my tongue. I've never been able to do that. Three from the baseline left side by Madison Andrews is no good. Tracked down all the way in the far corner opposite end, and Buffalo comes away with it. So Buffalo getting all the breaks right now. They're getting open court steals. They're tracking down the loose balls, and things are just working in their direction and out of bounds. Off of the Lady Bombers, it was up for grabs again. It was grabbed by Kate Gilbert, but she ends up stepping on the sideline, and it goes back to Buffalo. So another opportunity for Buffalo on another possession. three from the right wing. Shot from the shoulder by Jalen Cody, no good, but they track down another rebound. This time the shot inside by Audrey Vest is no good, and Lady Bombers finally get the ball back on offense and will slow the pace down. Hasn't been on this side of half court for probably about a minute and a half. 51-35 Mountain Home leads by 16. Peyton Husky drives before kicking out to Emma Martin. And now inside 1 minute left in the third quarter. Buffalo will have to stretch their zone defense out again to at least make Peyton Husky use her dribble. She will break the 5 second count and back it back out with 40 seconds left. So Lady Bombers have had the ball for about 30 seconds right now, as the clock now shows 30 seconds. Wing left side, Gilbert to the high post, and a foul called on Buffalo. Still not enough to put Mountain Home in the bonus yet, as Audrey Vest with her first. Anna Grace Foreman, who has three fouls, will come back in. So now more post presence for Mountain Home as they will inbound on their baseline. 26.5 seconds left, and Emily Payne will do so. Great inbound play. It goes to Anna Grace Foreman. She's fouled. Are they going to count the bucket? Yes, they are. They throw it right to the low post off the inbound play. Foreman goes straight up with it and scores. The Buffalo foul. I think they said that one on Emily Rice. And the free throw to finish the three-point play for Foreman is good. So Foreman, 2 of 2 from the foul line. 19-point Lady Bomber lead, 54-35 on a great inbound play. A hoop and a harm by Anna Grace Foreman. Now with 12 seconds left, Buffalo with the rock between the bubbles. Austin drives, Euro step inside, shoots it from mid-range, no good with 3 seconds left. Other end, a long-range shot by Gilbert, no good. And the buzzer sounds in the third quarter, and a productive third quarter it was, as Mountain Home now out in front by 19, 54-35. We'll start our fourth quarter after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free,